Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Tyler Crabb with the 2023 year in review for the sports teams at Central College. 2023 started on a high note for the Dutch, as just 14 days into the new year, women's basketball senior Kelsey Hurley reined in a career-high 32 points and became the 13th player in program history to reach the 1,000-point mark for her career in a 94-89 double overtime loss at Luther College. The winter fun didn't stop there, as the men's basketball team secured the program's 18th American Rivers Conference regular season title, and first since 2014, with a thrilling 76-74 win over Simpson.
Dutch need these free throws from Edwards. First free throw, front iron, so still an opening for the Storm.
If you had a timeout, it looks much better, but they got to get the ball down the floor and get some sort of prayer up for the Storm to force overtime, and
Drew
he missed
Edwards
it on purpose.
Missed it, Curran. The Dutch are your American Rivers Conference champions with a 76-74 win over the Storm.
The Central men's basketball squad finished the season with an 18-7 record, and center Joshua Van Gort became just the program's sixth ever player to win the American Rivers Conference Men's Basketball MVP award and the third ever All-American. Before heading outdoors for the spring, the Dutch track and field team found success indoors in the winter. At the NCAA Division III Indoor Track and Field Championships in March, Central had seven athletes qualify for the meet. Highlighting the trip to the Indoor National Championships was high jumper Sam Beatty winning the eighth national championship all-time for the Central men, and the women's distance medley relay team of Megan Johnson, Abby Roerdink, Peyton Steffen, and Caroline McMartin racing to a fifth-place finish in All-American honors. Moving outdoors for the spring, the track and field team had eight members qualify for the Outdoor National Championships. Highlighting the Division III National Outdoor Championships for the Dutch were four All-American performances from Brody Klein in the decathlon, Caroline McMartin and Megan Johnson in the women's steeplechase, and Caleb Silver in the men's steeplechase. The Central College softball team returned to NCAA postseason play for the first time since 2019 this past spring, setting a national record with its 31st ever appearance. The Dutch went 31-9 during the regular season and finished second in the American Rivers Conference, earning a home playoff regional. In the opening round, Central faced Grinnell and were without the services of all-region center fielder Emma Johnson. Trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth, Johnson's replacement, seldom-used senior McKenna Hall, stepped to the plate.
Hall settles back in, 2-1 pitch, swinging a line drive into right center field, base hit, Storr scores, Doty around third and scores, and Hall slides in safely with a two-run double. It's 3-2 Central.
Had a girl, McKenna Hall, I'm tell you what, she's a player, man. She's been waiting for her moment, and good for her, and I got to tell you, there's nobody cheering louder for her right now than Emma Johnson.
The Dutch held on to win by that 3-2 score, earning their first opening round victory in the NCAA tournament since 2013. The next day, Central lost to Bethel 4-3 in 9 innings, then knocked off Grinnell again 2-1. The Dutch saw their season end the following day with a 1-0 loss to Bethel in the regional final, finishing the spring of 2023 at 33-11. Continuing our look back at the 2023 calendar year for Central College Athletics, the Dutch football team went 8-2 this past fall, missing out on the postseason for a second consecutive season. It was a bit of deja vu from 2022, with a number of blowout victories but close losses in key contests kept the Dutch out of the playoff picture. In their eight wins, Central outscored opponents by an average of 35.5 points, but in games that mattered most, against eventual playoff participants Coe and Wartburg, the Dutch lost 19-11 to the Cohawks and 24-14 to the Knights, who once again made a run to the national semifinals. It's the second straight year that Central lost to both Coe and Wartburg, and head coach Jeff McMartin says that finding a way to beat their league rivals is a big focal point this offseason.
We've got to continue to do a better job of stopping their running attack and slowing their offense down, not giving up so many big chunk plays. And then on offense, we've got to get ourselves in the end zone. We've got to, whether it's being, continue to be patient, but we've got to find some answers to what they're doing schematically so that we can move the ball effectively and get it in the end zone.
After playing quarterback roulette for much of 2022, Central settled on sophomore quarterback Hunter Hoffman in 2023, and he finished with 1,940 yards passing and 30 touchdowns. Ryan New was the team's leading receiver, catching 47 passes for 721 yards and 16 touchdowns, including at least one score in every game this season. Dutch cross-country teams also found a great deal of success this fall, sending both squads to the national championship meet in November. Leading the Central men to a 15th place finish in the meet, Caleb Silver and Noah Jorgensen both earned All-American status, marking just the second time in school history the two runners accomplished that feat. Adding to the success at the meet, the Dutch women took 9th place to capture their best finish since winning the first ever title in 1981. Helping the Central women do so were three All-American finishes by Caroline McMartin, Megan Johnson, and Addison Parrott. Dutch cross-country coach Joe Dunham said that it was rewarding to see his team finish the season strong with a great showing on the national stage.
It was great to see both teams just compete at a really high level at the end of the year. You know, that's the biggest challenge for a cross-country coach is to peak at the right time. You know, it's not like football or basketball or, you know, one of these other sports where you kind of have to be on your game, you know, every game. You're trying to compete at a high level every single game. In cross-country, you know, you're kind of building through the season. You're building their confidence mentally. You're developing them physically to compete at a high level at the end of the year. And that can be challenging at times, but this year we were able to really make that happen very, very well for the majority of our teams and majority of the people on our teams. And that was just really, really rewarding to see.
As 2023 comes to a close, the winter sports teams at Central are keeping optimism high that 2024 will be equally as exciting. The men's basketball team is currently 8-2 in the pursuit to defend their American Rivers Conference regular season title. The women's basketball team is 7-5 at the halfway point of their season. The women's wrestling team has competed in 4 events in their inaugural season. And men's wrestler Pierre Baldwin upset the number one ranked and defending national champion at 141 pounds earlier this month. Looking back on an exciting 2023 for the sports teams at Central College, this has been Tyler Crabb on today's Lately Radio Sports page.